This is Barbara Fairchild, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I had fallen in love with you. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a penny twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I had fallen in love with you. And I'm wishing that I had fallen in love.
Welcome on the telephone. It's Barbara Fairchild. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I mean, it's a few years since we last spoke, and it was when you were performing in Branson. But I think you're still living there, aren't you, in Branson?
Yes. You know, I went there to work one season with Mel Tillis when he opened his new theater, you know, back when he built it.
Uh-huh.
And I never left. I've lived there ever since.
It's a great place. I love it. I haven't been back for many years, but I expect you've seen some changes there.
I think there are changes all around the world.
Oh, very much so. not for the good, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, let's talk about your music. You've got a new album out. You've got the Teddy Bear song on there. Is that a new recording?
No, it's interesting about this album, because Rewind Records contacted us, and what it is, this album is made up of performances of those songs that are not taken directly from the original album. So, and I remember years ago, they used to, and I've done some of these programs, and they would interview you, and then they would play something, you know, some of your music, and they would put this on an album format, and they sent it to our military bases and stuff so they could play it for our troops.
Okay.
So I think maybe some of this comes from that. I think they're taken from maybe some TV programs and things, you know, because like when they fade the Indians, I think they're fading out applause or something like that. So it's older songs and performances, and they have done this with other country artists too. I don't know if they're doing it with folks in the other field of music, but I did an interview with Jenny Sue just a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and they had done one on her and Jack Green.
Okay.
So they contacted us and asked us, you know, if we would agree to it, and they had secured the rights to these different recordings, and that's how the album came about. And I Love You So is okay. the title of the album. They did remix it, remastered it, added a few things to it. And, you know, one of the things on my Teddy Bear song, you know, and of course there's drums on it. And like, of course, the Teddy Bear song is on there. They included that one and Good Stuff and Baby Doll and, you know, a lot of the singles that I had too. And it's really getting a lot of attention. And it's funny because I had, in some of the interviews that were coming up, one said, send three questions and the answers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little TV program, you know, that I was on. And so they said, what is your favorite thing about the album? And I said, the album cover. because with the new technology, they can make me look younger and thinner. And then the second question was, what was it like you hear these songs? And I said, it's like taking a journey through my life. You know, and it really is, because I'm... think about where I was at that point and what was going on in my life when I recorded this song and all this. And so that was really, really nice to see all of that, you know, in perspective. And the last one was, were there any surprises? And I said, yes. I didn't know I had that much vibrato and didn't know I could sing that fast. Because there's a couple of them that are really fast, you know. Anyway, yeah. That's typical of me. This is Barbara Fairchild, and you're listening to Lee Sweet.
Come to England a few times, didn't you, in the early days?
I loved it. You know, did some of the Wembley festivals, did some touring with Don Williams, and it didn't get any better than that.
Sure.
Don is just amazing. And you know, I actually have, I did an album for Capitol Records, and Don produced it, Don and Alan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And they released a couple of singles off, you know, that would have been on the album. And then Don got in a dispute with Capitol, and they parted ways, and my album was never released.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and but I have it on my laptop.
Okay.
And I've been trying to find out where is that, you know. They had Capitol sold to Universal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they had a big warehouse fire. And I was told that some of Don's masters were in there. They lost some of their classic movies and everything. And I don't know if my album was there, because I don't know what happened to it after Don left the label.
I often think of younger days, a boy, a girl, and backyard play. I did hurt, you'd get your way, and they called it kid stuff. And though it mattered little then, the childish games you'd always win. Now the stakes are higher, and it's no longer kid stuff. Kid stuff, when I was little, was sitting in the middle of a cotton candy world.
You still perform a lot?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And for a number of years in Branson, I did my own show for like 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a Sunday worship service too. And that all of that transpired, you know, because Mel had me come to Branson. And I know your folks love Leona Williams, and she's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in talks to do a show there in Branson. We haven't solidified everything yet. And me and her and Lily Turner, who, you know, recorded with Bill Anderson, and
yep,
they had hits together, we all live there. And so 1 weekend a month right now, we sing on Friday and Saturday night in the second half of a guy's show named Stevie Lee Woods, and it's just so much fun to do that. And so now they're talking to us about doing a show together.
That'd be great.
So we're working on that, and we would do Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon, so that we could still travel on weekends and stuff, because all of us are still really active.
So you
and they say we don't look our age. Did you hear me?
You still go on the road then, so you go out of Branson around the country singing?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, did you get to Nashville much? But,
just was there just recently, and I am working on another album that down the road sometime from 40 years out, I'll be finished with it, and it's I'm doing some songs that I wrote, and have a song, you know who Linda Davis is, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Linda and I wrote a song, and we're real excited about that. And then I've been privileged to write with a guy named Wood Newton and Rafe Van Hoy.
So I see you're being given a Lifetime Achievement Award as well in June.
Yes, in the state of Arkansas, which is where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And this is amazing to me. They do have an Entertainers Hall of Fame, and they put me in that a few years back. And then the Lifetime Achievement Award is just kind of mind-boggling. And it makes my family proud, and me too. And I'm real excited because Sharon's white. You know, who's Ricky Skaggs' wife.
Yeah.
And Linda Davis are going to present that to me. And they're going to sing. They're going to sing my teddy bear song, and then we're going to sing something together.
Oh, that's lovely. Wonderful.
Yeah, it'd really be a wonderful occasion. And
well, Barbara, it's been a real pleasure to speak to you. And I've been a fan for years, and it's nice to catch up with you. Good luck with this new album. Hope you can get the other one released at some point in your life. And also the new songs that you're doing now.
Well, we'll see to it that you get it.
Please do. Please get me a copy. I'd love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you.
My baby makes me proud, Lord, don't it make me proud? He never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Some people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know he'll be leaving with me. And when we get baby makes me smile, Lord, don't it make me smile? He's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. And I'm always a lady, just like he wants me to be. But when they turn out the lights, it's just my baby and me. And when we get behind,